Since November, we've been getting to know Brian LeBlanc of Pensacola, who's been diagnosed with early-onset Alzheimer's. Now in his mid-50s, he's known about his condition for a little over a year now. In this next installment, I talk with LeBlanc about how the disease is impacting his daily life and how he's coping.
Being this is radio, you can't see what I'm doing right now, but I'm holding up my cell phone.
The cell phone, says LeBlanc, is his constant companion, telling him everything, even when to eat.
Over the past year, probably, I've lost probably around 30 pounds. It wasn't because I was trying. It was because I was forgetting to eat. I wasn't feeling, I wasn't hungry, or I wasn't, didn't know I was hungry.
It was his sister who first made note of his weight loss when she visited a few months back. LeBlanc thought to himself, I'm just eating healthy. That was until his wife pointed out the reality that he wasn't remembering to sit down for a meal.
So on my phone, I have reminders of when to take medication. I have reminders when to eat. I have a reminder that tells me to go outside and check the mail. I have reminders that tell me go outside and, you know, let the dog out. I have reminders for everything. Without it, I simply would not remember because you can't.
Repetition, he says, is another aid.
You know, Dr. Gutman sent me an email saying about, you know, telling me about today. Well, I must have checked it, even though it was in my phone. I must have looked at that email 20 times.
LeBlanc is referring to Dr. Rodney Gutman, director of the UWF Center on Aging. It was Dr. Gutman who first proposed the idea of LeBlanc sharing his story with the WUWF audience. Our first interview was on a Tuesday. But LeBlanc says when it comes to specific days of the week, he has no idea.
I know numbers. I can look on a calendar and I'll see the 10th, you know, be here. But I don't know what days of the week are anymore. Now, weekends, I know it's a weekend because everybody's home.
LeBlanc is even more confused if you throw in a weekday holiday, like when we first talked around Veterans Day.
That messes me up really bad. And it messes me up when there's a three-day weekend. Because I know when everybody's home, 2 days in a row, everybody's going to be home. I wake up the next morning, everybody's still home on that third day. I say, what are y'all doing here? You know, what's going on? It's like the Twilight Zone. But that's a way that they help me also, is that they explain, you know, because I'm constantly saying, what day is today? My daughter, who is in college, she'll write her schedule on a board for me so that I know when she's going to be away and when she comes home.
Having access to such information is helpful in that LeBlanc has found he doesn't do well with surprises. And he's also experiencing more frequent mood changes.
I was talking to a friend of mine about, because he talks about, he says, I get this feeling in the front part of my head. And he says, and I can't explain it. And I said, maybe I can explain it. I said, I explain it as being my fog. As hard as you try to see something, you can't. It's sometimes it's completely shrouded. Sometimes it's kind of in the middle. It depends. But you just can't. You can't see, and it comes and goes. It'll come in, roll out.
It's on those foggy days when LeBlanc cannot get behind the wheel of a car. Right now, though, he's functional overall, and GPS is his best friend. But he fears getting lost, which triggered his diagnosis, and he says he has no comfort that he'll arrive at his intended destination.
I'm extremely nervous about driving. That's why I will only go places that I sort of know. I'll look on the GPS, and if there's not too many turns and so forth. This was amazingly easy to find because I just, you know, I'll use a route that's pretty straight without too many turns. I cannot, under no circumstances, drive at night. That's completely out of the question, because I look for landmarks or street signs or whatever. At night, I can't see them, and it's not good.
At night, or when he's in a fog, LeBlanc's wife and daughter drive him around. Again, he's still capable of driving right now, but he knows it won't be long before he'll have to give it up altogether.
I'm worried that not only will I harm myself, but if I harm someone, because I was confused, I would never ever be able to live with myself for that. So we went through a process with my father where we had to take his keys away from him, and my oldest brother was the one that did that. My dad never, he forgot a lot of things, but he never forgot that.
And as we wrapped up our first extensive conversation, LeBlanc was feeling pretty good about the fact that he made it through the interview without notes, primarily because of his public speaking on Alzheimer's. In general, though, he says speaking isn't nearly as easy as it used to be.
People used to tell me I could talk to a tree and have a conversation. But now I have to choose my words, thinking before they come out of my mouth to make sure that they sound okay. And I'm talking a little bit slower than what I normally talk because of that.
In 2016, we hope to hear more from Ryan LeBlanc about the changes in his life due to early onset Alzheimer's and how he's coping. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.